if you ever get a chance to visit one of their temples, it's really a wonderful experience. You'll be intrigued by how much they look and feel like an ordinary American religious organization. I often visit the temple in San Jose when I'm out on the West Coast, and I'm always intrigued by all the energy that goes into the Buddhist Boy Scout troop and the Girl Scout troop and all the funny little cartoons that are up on the secretary's wall. It always feels to me a little bit like the churches and the synagogues and the temples that I know that are more familiar to the American religious imagination. It's a tradition that has become fully part, I think, of the enormously complex and varied religious scene that we all enjoy. Another intriguing example of Chinese Buddhism in America, which we'd say an intriguing example of this larger East Asian complex of Buddhism, is the Shilai Temple in Los Angeles, a place that has achieved a certain amount of notoriety in recent years because of the visit that Vice President Al Gore made to the Shilai Temple that got him into so much hot water in his fundraising activities. Shilai Temple represents a particularly active and distinctive form of Mahayana Buddhism. It comes originally from Taiwan, and it too is a large and visible and significant part of this varied Buddhist environment in North America. And if you look closely enough, you can find comparable diversity among Buddhists from other parts of Asia, including Buddhists from Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Tibet, Mongolia, Korea, too. You know, Korea is a lively and active Buddhist country, or at least it has a lively and active Buddhist component in its culture. Unfortunately, we haven't had the time to discuss it in detail, but it too should always be remembered when you think about the possible variety of Buddhism that's available here in North America, and sometimes in extraordinarily surprising ways. I mean, I would love to tell you story after story, if I could, about Buddhists in America and some of the odd ways they cross the different cultures that they embody. One particular story I will allow myself to tell you is a story of a young Kalmuk Mongol guy who grew up in a working-class section of Philadelphia and became interested in Tibetan Buddhism. He used to travel with his parents to go and visit a Tibetan monastery in New Jersey. He was kind of fascinated by this as a kid, so he asked his parents whether there was any way for him to study a little bit more of this. And they said, well, yeah, sure. Why don't we send you to India and let you be trained as a Tibetan monk in one of the Tibetan refugee communities in South India? He went on over there, and he showed a certain aptitude, shall we say, for what he was learning. And after a period of time, the members of the monastery went back. I don't know if they went through their records or went through their own memories and discerned that he was the reincarnation indeed of an important Mongolian monk from a previous generation. So he was studying there, minding his own business, being a teenager, being a kid, and the Soviet Union broke up. A republic was created, the Republic of Kalmukia. And the call went out to the Dalai Lama, do you have a Kalmuk Mongol monk who could serve as the minister of religious affairs in our new republic? The Dalai Lama went through his Rolodex, and sure enough, there was the name of this young guy from Philadelphia. So he was recruited by the Dalai Lama and sent on up to serve as the minister of religious affairs in the Kalmuk Republic. Quite remarkable, I would have to say. It's an extraordinary trajectory for a young Buddhist to go all the way from Philadelphia through South India into this position in the bureaucracy in the Kalmuk Republic. I'm not sure exactly how he likes it, but I won't try to speak for him. I'll have to let him speak for himself. That's simply an example. And there are many stories of these complex trajectories that cross different cultural and ethnic lines. Now, as Buddhism has spread across North America, it seems that just about every variety of Asian Buddhism has also been adapted for an American audience. for a white Anglo audience.